Entertainment.com podcast, and Philippines of Entertainment Earth, its employees, its affiliates, its management. You, me, or anyone you know, be cool, don't sue. Greetings and salutations to the Entertainment.com podcast. I am Adam Paulus. I am your host. It is Friday, May 2nd, 2008, and I'm here to tell you about all the latest movies and toys and all that good stuff you've been wanting to know about, and some you probably don't care about. But you're here anyway, so you're probably going to listen. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's get started with movies. This week at the box office, you can see Iron Man, which opened last night, and from what I hear is fantastic from absolutely everybody who's gone to go see it. So now I want to go see it. Also opening is Maid of Honor and Son of Rambo. That's R-A-M-B-O-W. No relation. It looks like you've got your big movie, your counter-programming, and your independent thing going on. Last week into the box office, Baby Mama was number one with $17.4 million. It was followed by Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, The Forbidden Kingdom, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and Nim's Island. Lost, The Office, 30 Rock, and lots of other great network shows are almost done for the season, which is very depressing if you're me. As such, be sure to catch the shows in reruns if you haven't, because if they show reruns, which they usually don't lately. But anyway, good times on those shows. Good times. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Season 3, will be released on DVD this September. If you're not already a fan of the FX show, you should be. Season 3 has a fantastic Dumpster Baby episode. I'll leave it at that and hope that you check it out on your own, because with any luck, you'll enjoy it as much as I did. Toys. What do we got? Ah, G.I. Joe. A Duke figure from Wave 7, that's the Duke with the jetpack, has shown up on a few fan sites with what appears to be a flag of India instead of the flag of the USA. I haven't seen this variant for sale yet or in person, so it's unknown if it's a one-off or a chase variant or what exactly. Some fans are speculating it's a tribute to the Fun School line released over the past 10 years in India. G.I.JoeClub.com has posted the box art and two of the figures for its 2008 convention set. It looks really cool. Indiana Jones from Hasbro is officially on sale. We at Entertainment Earth have a few items left. Check our website, and supposedly there are some of these in stores, but I have not yet seen them at retail. Be sure to get your Taters of the Lost Ark Mr. Potato Head, because it plays music and stuff. Also, Cartoon Network will be airing an animated short called Lego Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Brick on May 10th. Check your local listings or press releases for details. Don't forget there are also three mail-in offers for Indie from Hasbro. There's a 12-inch scale arc with the 12-inch figures, an Adventure Heroes Indiana Jones on horse in the Adventure Heroes line, and a 3¾-inch crystal skeleton on throne for the 3¾-inch line. Each figure is a few bucks and some stickers and all that stuff. Halo. McFarlane Toys revealed three of its statue images. These are plastic 7-inch scale limited or no articulation figures of the Arbiter, Master Chief, and the Brute Chieftain. Check your favorite online store for more images. Knucklebones. We saw these guys at Toy Fair in New York, and they had a ton of statues based on various rock gods. Entertainment Earth currently has, with pictures, George Lynch, Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix, Angus Young, Malcolm Young, Dimebag Darrell, Zach Wilde, Rob Halford, Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Keith Emerson, and a very large amp. Each one's about $115 and is like 8 inches tall. Incredible detail, very limited. If you've got a metal fan in your life, this could be one of the better things you could buy for them. The Dimebag Darrell's really cool. Star Wars. LEGO is now selling a larger scale General Grievous kit as an exclusive on its website. This 18-inch figure kit will set you back $89.99. As far as I know, it will not be available elsewhere, but it is still young. Transformers. Check out our next episode, our special episode this week, for a BotCon special report with lots of new stuff that was revealed at the show. Also, it's worth noting that the G1 Optimus Prime toy will be re-released again. I believe it's its 100th issue for the 25th anniversary. This time it will come with short smokestacks, you know, start crying now, as well as comic book reprints and a DVD with the More Than Meets the Eye miniseries. So it might be a good gift item for you, or if you're impatient, you can buy the Japanese import Optimus Prime right now for less than this is going to cost. Not from us, unfortunately, but if you're impatient and you want Optimus Prime, it's out there. Video games. For the Wii Virtual Console this week, you can download Double Dragon for the NES. Yes, it's also available on the Xbox, and the NES version is arguably not as good, but it's okay. Wii Mario Kart came out this week, so most people were playing that. I tried a demo. It was not half bad. It wasn't spectacular, but I'm probably going to buy it eventually anyway. Xbox 360 Arcade had no new releases this week because of Grand Theft Auto 4, which was also released on the PlayStation 3, and I hear is fantastic as well. Apparently there's all this, one of the great gimmicks on this one is that you can actually go to your apartment and watch this fake cable TV channel with actual fake cable TV programming, which is apparently hilarious. So I'm curious to see it. It sounds pretty good. There really wasn't much else that astonishingly interesting in video game news this week other than continued reports that a Blu-ray Xbox 360 is in the works. I can't really say more on that one way or the other because I don't know. But if you're thinking about buying one and thinking about holding out until you hear about Blu-ray, I'd wait until at least E3. At this rate, there's enough buzz going on where it seems like it might be worth waiting. Music. We should have done this at the top of the show, but I didn't because I'm lazy. Flight of the Conchords, the HBO New Zealand folk rock comedy act, put out their first full-length CD in North America last week. It is called Flight of the Conchords. It's got lots of songs from the show, but not all of them. And I got my copy for $10 at Best Buy. If you like the show, you may as well go ahead and pick it up because you're going to enjoy the songs most likely. Even though I thought they were kind of annoying and slowed the show down on the show, it's not bad in a commute to work. So if you want it and you're feeling cheap, I got mine at Best Buy for $10. I think Target was charging $12. It's odd to buy a CD at a big box store, being the quasi-music snob, but hey, I can't argue with a decent price on some of this stuff, and it's not like they had it at CD Trader anyway. New at Entertainment Earth. We've got lots of new products. We've been working hard in our caves, the purchasing cave, mind you, on adding Battlestar Galactica posters, Bleeding Edge Series 7 dolls, Star Wars mugs, and a whole lot more. Get your orders in for the latest and greatest right now. We have over 6,300 items waiting for you on our website, including Indiana Jones and Hulk items, which you can buy. Check us out today. Don't forget to see our brand new selection by hitting the New Items tab on our webpage, where you can see what's added every day and what's received every day. So if you want to wait till something's in stock, you should pre-order, by the way. But if you want to wait till something's in stock, just check on the left-hand side on the New Products tab. That's entertainmentearth.com/newproduct.asp, and you can see that we just received new items like a light bright cube. Okay, that's not very exciting, but we also have Indiana Jones figures and games, Iron Man movie bobblehead, lots and lots of Star Wars mugs and mouse pads and ornaments, and Transformers Real Gear robots, as well as a Super Soaker, Aqua Shock, Aqua Blast water gun. But wait, there's more. Entertainment Earth has a couple of Easter eggs for you. One is Double E Video. That's EE Video. Search on that, and you'll see all of our items with video clips, some of which are made by me, some of which are made by Hasbro or other sources. Also, if you search on Slideshow, that is Slideshow, you'll see items with lots and lots of images that are taken from Flickr.com. There's some neat stuff. Can you see anime figures in all of their glorious fleshy angles, which are inappropriate for minors, so don't look at those if you're under 18. Anyway, that's all from Entertainment Earth. Thanks for listening to this ad. That's it for this week at Entertainment Earth. I am your host, Adam Paulus, about ready to sign off. Before I go, I think I neglected to mention what Mattel is offering at the San Diego Comic-Con this year in the way of exclusives. For the DC Universe line, it's going to be Lobo with his dog. It looks incredible. For the Justice League line, it's a Giganta 2-pack where you get Giganta as a large figure and a small figure. Again, it's stunning. And, of course, the third figure is King Grayskull from Masters of the Universe, a super articulated figure that's basically He-Man with a cape, pigtails, and it looks great. It's super articulated, and there's going to be two variants of it, one of which is going to be as sort of a bronze faux statue, and the other one's going to be as the normal action figure colors. So I'm guessing, much like you, I will be waiting in line and fighting my way through crowds at the Mattel booth this year because they've got some great, great stuff. Curse you, Mattel! Yeah, I almost kept my money this year, too. Hasbro's full exclusive lineup has not yet been revealed, but we'll have more on that in the coming weeks. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. You can monitor my work at entertainmentearth.com, where I work, and you can also monitor us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/entearth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. You can read my blog at 16bit.com, which isn't really a blog, but what the heck, let's call it that. That's what the media people seem to like. And yeah, I will be back next time with more great toy news and stuff. If you have any requests, email me, adam@16bit.com, adam@16bit.com. And if you're wanting to hear more great podcast stuff, don't forget we have like almost 100 episodes, so check our back catalog, and hopefully you can laugh at my amusing predictions that are probably somewhere near wrong, but they're in the past, so I get to ignore those. Have a great week, everybody!